Hi, and welcome to the Connection Over Perfection podcast. I am Amber McCray, your therapeutic nutritionist and host. Join me on a holistic healing journey where we explore the power of nutrition and connection for your overall well-being, where we embrace connection over perfection. So while Connection Over Perfection is on break, we have a treat for you, a four-part series about New Year's resolutions. We start off with Heather Harrington with Hot Mess Espresso, and then head over to Richard Crafts with the Men of the House podcast, and then here for part three with Amber, Connection Over Perfection, and then finish it off with Hunter Allen on Everything is Connected. I've got some thrilling news to share about the Podcast Connection Network. We're expanding, and it's all possible because of listeners like you who seek out authentic, meaningful conversations. Our network is a vibrant tapestry of voices, each with their own unique story. I'm excited to introduce the newest member of our podcast family, Richard Crafts. His podcast, The Men of the House, sheds light on the multifaceted experiences of men today, offering an insightful perspective into the challenges and triumphs they encounter. Don't forget about Heather Harrington and her podcast, Hot Mess Espresso, where she opens up a candid dialogue about life with BPD, and Hunter Allen with Everything is Connected, who takes us on a journey into emotional intelligence and self-love. And me, I'm still here, with Connection Over Perfection, weaving together stories of holistic well-being for a life that is as mindful as it is heartfelt. Your next step? Head over to our page. Take a deep dive into each of these remarkable podcasts. Leave your thoughts, share your favorite moments, and please rate us. Your engagement is what fuels our growth and enables us to deliver the stellar content you deserve. Join us on this journey at the Podcast Connection Network, where every voice has a story, and every story is waiting to be heard.
Can we just like talk about how social media also kind of just overdoes it for anybody looking to do a quote resolution or whatnot? Like, for example, BookTok, you get all these book accounts that are like, I read 100 and something books this year. And I'm sitting here and I'm a total reader. And I'm like, I read 40.
Who's reading that many books a year? That's like one every 3 days.
I read 48.
That's a lot. I'm jealous.
Will from Good Will Hunting is probably reading that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That brings into a comparison.
Yeah.
And then this negative self, because you're like, I can't.
Well, kind of like your journey is your journey.
Yeah.
Who's keeping track?
Who cares if you read 20 books? If you are like, I'm going to read a chapter a night and stick to that, guess what? You're doing it. You're reading more.
I have a stack of books at the bedside that I read multiple books at a time.
Same.
Sometimes I'm into reading. Sometimes I'm into listening to nothing but podcasts. You know, I fell asleep and woke up to one, but.
You fell asleep and woke up to whose podcast? To Heather's podcast, Hot Mess Espresso?
No, I didn't wait. Yeah.
I put you to sleep. That's great.
Usually that's what people say about Hunter.
I was listening to Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, and the Fight Companion.
How do you fall asleep to Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz? How do you
fall asleep? Oh my God.
That's a wild ass dream.
Well, I find the Waffle House calming, which is where most people go to fight. You know? Yeah. That's my peaceful place. So
you and Heather have something in common.
Kinda like that, Heather in the mosh pit or at a metal show.
You just like to watch people throw bows. It's fine.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of years working in the emergency room and being in the military, and I worked in a lot of kitchens, and it's very fast paced.
You like the chaos.
We all like chaos. We all like chaos. I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, I don't like chaos. We all love the chaos.
Well, but I thrive.
I thrive in chaos. That's like the problem. I know it's a trauma response, but I thrive in chaos, damn it.
And then as soon as it stops, you're like, you know.
What the fuck do I do?
Yeah.
Let's start some chaos.
Is that fear of a success? The no more chaos?
I think so.
I didn't associate that, but I think you're right. That calm, that peace, that gave me EBGBs, so I think you're right.
Yeah, because I go back to chaos. I go back to chaos, and I dabble because it's familiar.
That's because we're superheroes in chaos.
Yes.
And in the peace, I'm like, crawling out of my skin. I'm getting better, but it's like, what the fuck do I do here?
Did you guys ever hear that TikTok sound of the guy like doing this with the can and he's like, honey, there's no chaos and it's unsettling or something like that? And like, oh my God, it's my life. Yeah.
No, but you could do that sound again. ASMR style.
I sound like I'm playing an off-key ukulele.
It does. I was like, what is she doing? Let me see if I
can... It's almost like when you find a moment where you're sitting still and you're like, oh shit, I think I'm okay.
Like, yeah. What's like, going to happen?
I'm okay. I'm actually kind of happy. I'm actually like, you know, like I don't think it's necessarily happiness is kind of how I associate it, but this feeling of comfort, if you will, like, when I'm driving around delivering things and just listening to a podcast, there's peace. That's what it is. You know, I've seen a lot of posts about, you know, they say a man will stay where he finds peace. It's not beauty. It's not money. It's not this. It's not that. It's peace. I have a very sense of peace when I'm working, listening to podcasts, whatever it is that, there's just a flow state about it. And then kind of that process of it, feeling that peace is like, oh, I think I actually like this. I'm happy. I'm glad I get to do this, you know, with my wife and daughter both having the flu a week apart. I've had to do a lot of, you know, caring versus working, but I'm glad I can do that. And, you know, it's all these things put together that kind of equal an overall like, hey, I'm okay. Like, I might actually be happy from time to time. Sure, things happen, but this is pretty ideal, you know. And it's funny because I was able to, when I went to the doctor's office, a guy that I went to undergraduate school is now a nurse practitioner. And, in that same office, and he used to work when I managed the facility. He was actually our cardiac rehab nurse, and he got his degree, and now he's a nurse practitioner. And I was like, he's like, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm doing well, and we're doing this. I'm doing this with the, he's like, I heard you got a podcast. And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, everything's going pretty well. And he's like, yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm like, well, maybe you're working too hard. You know, you're trying too hard. It's a system that we get caught up in, and especially like if you're in a corporate environment type of thing where I'm able to live kind of a leisurely life more so because I choose what I do and I choose.
Share your secrets. Please share your secrets with us.
You know, you choose what you participate in. And so it can be as stressful as you want to make it. But, you know, even when I was in healthcare, when I was unhappy sometimes, you know, there would be small goals that I would challenge myself to, because sometimes, like, I always thought, like, kind of corporate type goals, they kind of have sometimes demanding, unrealistic goals or not fun goals, let's say. But you kind of set your own goals, like, hey, did we see more patients, you know, or how did we do with X, Y, and Z as comparison? And so, you know, for me, I always try to stay in a state of, and I think it's having that competitive personality that of wanting to improve regardless of what situation I'm in. Like, if I'm going to associate my name with it and put my effort into it with a group of people, then, you know, I definitely want to win.
Are you talking about the Podcast Connection Network?
Oh, definitely. All of it. Hey, they say, if you want to go fast, you go solo. If you want to go far, you go together.
That's right. I want to circle back to the self-sabotage. And I think, you know, we're talking about health, and what I've noticed too is a lot of people actually, like, that fear of success that we were talking about is, I don't know about men, but I've seen a lot of women self-sabotage because they want to lose weight and they want to feel pretty. They want to feel good in their skin, but there's also maybe there's been trauma or what it will be like when they do lose weight. How will they be treated? And a lot of women lose the weight and are treated much different and always come back.
Treated different in what way? Like more attention or?
There's two ways.
More attention, which could be terrifying for a lot of women.
Hey, yo, men too. Men too.
Yeah, a lot of people who don't want the attention on themselves
right.
are now getting all of this attention. Also, if you don't have a lot of self-love or boundaries, you can find yourself ending up in a lot of terrible situations. You know, a lot of affairs start that way, that you lose weight, you're getting a lot of attention, you're not used to that. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have a whole array of different validation and feeling seen where you never have.
You have a buffet.
A buffet. Exactly. And so I think that that's something that we don't talk about often. And I mean, I experienced that when I lost my weight. I was like, wow, this is a different world. And I didn't realize that. And so it can be scary and it can be overwhelming. And if you can go right back there. And that's subconscious too. Not even a lot of that is consciousness.
Yeah, I completely agree. There's also like the negative attention you get when you lose weight sometimes.
Oh yeah. And losing friends.
Yeah.
That's negative weight.
There's that. When I lost weight because I was on an ADHD medication, I had people flat out say to my sister, Heather's losing a lot of weight lately. Like basically insinuating that I was on drugs.
I've had that.
And then also when I put the weight back on a little bit, they were like the same people. So my sister, Heather gained some weight back. Of course, my sister, I love her, looked at them and went, so have you, and walked away.
I think society plays a huge part. Society plays a huge part in how we feel about ourselves, regardless of what we say. It's not healthy. Like if we stayed in our own lane and mind our own damn business and just focused on ourselves, there would not be so much judgment or so much of this fantasy perfect expectation, you know, of what perfect looks like. Because beautiful is different in everybody. You know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Exactly.
I know guys that like bigger women and they don't find smaller women attractive. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's and okay. That's okay. It is okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally a preference. Yeah.
And, you know, that goes back into that comparing in these New Year's resolutions. It's everywhere. You can't escape it. So it's like, oh, well, what's your New Year's resolution? Oh, you failed already. Oh, I didn't live up to this. You know, there's so much negative.
Well, and then we're seeing the highlight reel on social media. Right.
Exactly. You're only seeing, oh, I went to the gym all of these days. You know, who knows if that's real? They just drove up, took a picture of that.
I learned about the 17th being the day that most resolutions fail. Like that's the day that most people stop.
About 2.5 weeks in.
But that's weird because doesn't it take 2 weeks to form? Doesn't it take 2 weeks to form or to build a habit? It
takes three weeks.
No, it's 21 days. So you're literally just shy of that habit.
Or longer, yeah. I've heard 90 days.
Mm-hmm. So. Or longer. Because it's not reproducible. You can only hold that out for so long. You cannot live your life going to the gym 5 days a week when you never have done that before and then doing all of these other things. I'm not saying you can't, but what I'm saying is you have to make sure it aligns with the life that you are currently living.
Yes, because and most where you people, want to go. If they're doing it for the wrong reasons, it's not sustainable. If you're doing it for you, you're going to build that habit. You're going to do it for you because you want it for you.
Right.
But even if you want it and your why is strong enough, if you've made it too big, too much, it's not going to work out for you. Either you're going to burn out and you're just going to not do it, or you're going to be miserable and push yourself, and then it's not going to feel good anyway.
Exactly.
Again, why are you attacking me today, Amber? What did I do to you?
I believe you asked.
Literally,
for
you
it.
Called this meeting.
Well, you know, I haven't gotten to the gym as much as I would like with sick child and sick wife. And so, but I've managed to get a few sessions in, but it's kind of one of those things too. Even I think to myself, like, I have an app, like a 30-day challenge app that you can do, like a 30-day push-ups, you know, beginner, intermediate, and it starts you off slow and builds you up, air squats, whatever, you know, things that you don't need. You don't even have to go to the gym. You know, I was in the Navy. There was no weights in boot camp. It was a lot of push-ups, burpees.
Burpees, baby. Burpees.
Yeah, all that stuff. If you think of life as a continuum, then you kind of take out some of this, like, oh, I have to start here or there. It's like, hey, if you're doing a marathon, you just need to keep putting one foot in front of the other consistently.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and my buddy, we did the Bataan Death March twice. It's 26.2 miles through White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. And you have elevation changes. It sucks. It's, but you learn about yourself. Mm-hmm. And you learn, if you want to, you know, you start at 5 a.m. and if it takes you 8 hours, it takes you 8 hours, but just don't quit. One foot in front of the other. And so by thinking kind of as, you know, as opposed to year, let's take life a little bit longer, like that marathon, and let's just try to have more good decisions, more better habits, and more good days along this continuum. And, you know, it's like, if you have a bad day, then you have a bad day. Tomorrow's a new day.
But is there such thing as a bad day? Is there such a thing as a bad day, or is it a bad moment? Is it just a bad moment that that you choose to carry throughout your day?
I mean, sometimes it's just one thing after another, and it's a domino effect of shitty things. So yes,
sometimes I think it's both.
But let your energy from that bad, from your, I feel like your energy from that thing happening, you're holding on to it, and then you're attracting like energy, right? Like,
well, that's why I sage my house and myself regularly, because I don't know what else to do. I'm just gonna smoke cleanse that bitch out of here.
Yeah, I think it's moment by moment, and just moment, and that, you know, going on what you said, that allows us to live in the moment more than worrying about what has happened or what could happen. Being in the moment, being present, and living for the moment in the moment, that's just the best way to live, in my opinion.
Right, and I kind of, like I said, when I'm driving around, and I can choose, like, hey, I'm hungry, I know I'm going to continue driving. What are my options? I can choose to eat garbage, or I can choose to get real food, which will make me feel better. And, you know, everything is connected. Yeah.
The content provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The intention of the host and guests is to spread love and awareness. Always seek the advice of your physician or trusted healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard in this podcast.